Translation. Dear Lord, here is the great King Nabhi, whose ultimate goal in life is to have a son like you. Your Lordship, his position is like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabhi is so desirous of having a son that he is worshipping you for a son, although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead. The priests were a little ashamed that King Nabhi was performing a great sacrifice just to ask the Lord's benediction for a son. The Lord could offer him promotion to heavenly planets or the Vaikuntha planets. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to approach the Supreme Lord and ask him for the ultimate benediction. He said, Na dhanam na janam na shundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye.
Mi sacerdoti era un po' vergognoso, poiché i Nabhi offriva un grande sacrificio al solo fine di ottenere dal Signore, che gli accordasse un figlio. Mentre il Signore avrebbe potuto levarlo fino ai pianeti celesti, o anche fino ai pianeti del mondo, Chaitanya ci ha insegnato il modo in cui dobbiamo rivolgerci al Signore Supremo per domandare la benedizione suprema.
He did not want to ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. Material opulence means riches, a nice family, a good wife, and many followers. But an intelligent devotee doesn't ask the Lord for anything material. His only prayer is, Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitaki twayi. He wants to be engaged perpetually in the loving service of the Lord.
Egli non voleva chiedere niente di materiale al Signore. Prosperità materiale significa ricchezza, una bella famiglia, una buona moglie e un gran numero di discepoli. Un devoto intelligente non chiede a Dio alcuna benedizione di questo genere. La sua unica preghiera è Mamma Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatar Bhaktir Ahaitaki Twayi. Egli vuole per sempre servire il Signore con amore.
He does not want promotion to the heavenly planets or mukti, liberation from material bondage. If this were the case, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have said, Mama Janmani Janmani. It doesn't matter to a devotee whether or not he takes birth life after life, as long as he remains a devotee.
Se non fosse così, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu non avrebbe detto Mama Janmani Janmani. Non importa a un devoto dover rinascere in questo mondo vita dopo vita, poiché egli rimane un devoto. Infatti, la libertà eterna consiste nel tornare a Dio nella dimora originale.
Actual eternal liberty means returning back home, back to Godhead. A devotee is never concerned about anything material. Although Nabhi Maharaj wanted a son like Vishnu, wanting a son like God is also a form of sense gratification. A pure devotee wants only to engage in the Lord's loving service.
Un devoto non si preoccupa mai di ottenere qualcosa di materiale. Certamente Nabhi Maharaj desiderava un figlio come Vishnu, ma desiderare un figlio simile a Dio è un'altra forma di gratificazione di sé. Un puro devoto vuole solo impegnarsi a servire il Signore con amore.
Omagyantamidandasya ginangina shalakaya chakshunamilitam jainatasmai sigadave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobhistam shtapitam jainabhutale shvayam rupakadamayam dadantisva padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Nama Nama Omam Hrim Shrom Om Varom Tataka Hataka Kesha Gajala Paragalochana Vibhadaka Nakas Pasadeva Singha Namostate. So this verse, King Nabhi's priests are somewhat embarrassed that they have called upon the Lord so that the king might have a son. Because they know that this is actually a material desire on the part of the king. As Prabhupada points out in his purport, material attachment to one's wife, to one's sons, to one's household paraphernalia is all ultimately an obstacle in the path of pure devotion. Pum shastriyami tuni bhavam tayomito hidaya granti moho ahog iksetta sutapta vichar janasi mohoyam ahammameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. Based on this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attached to his own body, to his wife, to his family members, to his household paraphernalia. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine.
In questo modo uno aumenta l'illusione della vita e comincia a pensare in termini di io e mio.
Now, had Maharaj Naibi desired a son for the purpose of serving God, then his desire would have been classified as spiritual. That is the actual meaning of grihastra life. There's no impediment to spiritual advancement if we actually live as true grihastras. Grihastra means for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and Grihamedi means I and mine, for the pleasure of me and mine. So because Maharaj Nabi wanted a son for his own sense gratification, it's considered a material desire. Even though he wanted a son like Vishnu, because he wanted that son to serve him, he didn't want to serve Vishnu, therefore material
desire.
It's like one time in India, Srila Prabhupada was visiting the house of a life member. So Prabhupada came in and he sat down in the living room. And then the man came in with his many family members. So the man said, "Swamiji, this is my wife. This is my oldest son. This is my second son. This is my third son, my fourth son, my fifth son, my sixth son. These are my five daughters. This is my wife's brother. My wife's brother. This is my wife's brother's first child. And this is her little baby." Anyway, probably it was going on, and so many family members in the room. This is Swamiji, look. So Prabhupada turned to one of his sannyasis who was sitting next to him. And he mimicked the man, pretending like the man. He said, "Ah, this is my sex life."
fece un gesto come simile a quello dell'uomo e disse: questa è la mia vita sessuale.
So this man was very proud of his family, but actually his family was simply an extension of his sense gratification. So this is an example of Grihamedi. Like Maharaj Naidi. But where is the example of having children in the service of God? Where is there an example of having children in the service of God? That is there in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As his mission was expanding, Bhaktivinoda Thakur became concerned that there would be someone there to push on the Sankirtan movement after he left this world.
Mentre la sua missione si espandeva, lui si preoccupava che dopo la sua scomparsa ci fosse stato qualcuno che avesse.
So he actually prayed to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, you please personally send someone from your own camp, one of your own men. Please send him down here as my son so he can continue the preaching."
Così lui pregò al Signore Chaitanya, disse: "Per favore, manda giù qualcuno dalla tua famiglia, dal tuo campo."
He prayed to the Krishna, "Please, you send one of your own direct associates down here to carry on this mission." And of course, we know he conceived Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who Prabhupada described as a ray of Vishnu. So here's an example of Grihastha. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati himself said, "I would have sex life 1,000 times if I could guarantee that each one of those children would be pure devotees of the Lord." Srila Prabhupada's father also used to pray whenever sadhus would come to the house of Gaur Mohan Day. He would ask them, "Please, you are sadhu, please bless my little Abhai that he will become a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani." And when Prabhupada's mother, Rajani Devi, wanted to send Prabhupada to England to be trained as a lawyer, Prabhupada's father disagreed.
E quando la madre di Prabhupada, Rajani Devi, desiderò che suo figlio andasse a Londra a studiare come un avvocato, il padre non d'accordo.
He said, no, it is sufficient, he simply learns Mridanga.
E disse, no, non c'è, è sufficiente che lui impari la Mridanga.
And later on, he will sing the glories of the Lord. And she was shocked. Mridanga? How can you compare playing Mridanga to becoming a big lawyer in London? But Prabhupada's father only wanted that Prabhupada became a pure devotee. Therefore he dedicates the Krishna book to his father, who initially instilled in him the spirit of pure devotion to Krishna. Which was later on perfected by his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So here's the standard for Grihastras. It is a very high standard. Although sometimes we hear that Grihastha life is a license for sense gratification. That's in Varnashram Dharma. As far as we are concerned, we are Vaishnavas. And we are not interested in sense gratification. We are actually interested. Our ultimate goal, at least, is pure devotional service. So we have a very high standard in Krishna consciousness. Obviously the sannyasis, they have a very high standard. Vanaprastas have a very high standard. And brahmacharis also have a very high standard. But it's not that grihasthas have a less standard. The standard is also very high. Because ashram means a place of the spiritual master. Ashram actually means that the student lives in the ashram of the guru, and he's trained how to become a devotee. Ashram means a place where we're cultivating knowledge, renunciation, and devotion to the Lord. So the Grihastha Ashram is also meant to be a place where we make spiritual advancement. It is not a concession for anything. It is not meant to be a compromise on devotional service. This is the material world, so a man desires a woman and a woman desires a man. That is human nature. But the purpose in coming together ultimately is to serve the spiritual master in Krishna. Even in having children, which is generally considered pumsha stadya mituni bhavan, that hridaya grantim, that knot which binds us to the world, even in having children, that very knot, by having children for Krishna, kamoshmi, Krishna says, I am that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles. By conceiving children in that way, rather than tightening the knot, one is untying the knot, hridaya grantim.
Se uno concepisce dei figli per Krishna, in realtà è come se anche Krishna dice nella Bhagavad Gita che in questo modo uno non si lega.
So the criteria for material and the criteria for spiritual is the material means for the pleasure of my senses and spiritual means for the pleasure of Krishna.
E così credo di materiale significa ciò che è fatto per il piacere di me stessi.
So it is very noble that Maharaj Naibi wants a son like Vishnu. But we should desire Vishnu to serve Vishnu. We should not desire Vishnu so Vishnu can serve our senses. Nonetheless, Maharaj Naibi is considered a pious soul. Because with his material desires he's approaching the Lord. Akama sava kamava moksha kamu daridi tivena bhakti yogena yajate purusha param. Whether one is full of material desires, whether one has no material desires, or whether one is desiring liberation, by all means one should worship the complete whole personality of Godhead.
Sia che uno sia pieno di desideri materiali oppure non ne ha, oppure desideri la liberazione, in tutti i modi deve adorare la completa personalità di Krishna.
Although our standard is very high, that we want to develop pure devotion to Krishna, obviously no one comes to Krishna consciousness a pure devotee.
Anche se il nostro standard è molto elevato, cioè sviluppare la pura coscienza di Krishna, ovviamente nessuno viene in coscienza di Krishna.
But if we serve Krishna, whatever condition we're in, Krishna is very wonderful. He's called Hari, he who removes all inauspiciousness. If we serve Krishna, gradually our material desires will diminish.
Ma Krishna è così meraviglioso, il suo nome Hari, significa colui che libera l'impedimento del servizio devozionale. Facendo questo servizio ci si libera.
If you approach the demigods with those material desires, your desires will increase. If you approach Krishna with material desire, your material desires will decrease.
Se si avvicinano agli esseri celesti con dei desideri materiali, questi desideri aumenteranno. Se invece si avvicina a Krishna con gli stessi desideri,
so therefore the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Vidya Bhajante Mam, O my dear Arjuna, four kinds of pious men surrender unto me.
Così Krishna dice nella Bhagavad Gita, mio caro Arjuna, quattro tipi di uomini figli si arrendono.
The distressed, the desire of wealth, the curious, and he who is looking for knowledge.
Colui che soffre, il curioso, colui che cerca la conoscenza, per interesse.
So Maharaj Naibi, he would fall into the category of wealth or opulence or something like that.
Così Maharaj Naibi era nella categoria di colui che cerca la ricchezza.
So he's pious because at least he recognizes the existence of God. He sees that God is the supreme provider of everything.
Lui è una persona pia perché perlomeno riconosce che Dio è colui che fornisce tutti i beni.
That's better than many men who decry the existence of God.
Questo è molto meglio di tanti altri uomini che negano l'esistenza di Dio.
But in the ultimate consideration, he's considered to be naively foolish.
Ma in ultima analisi lo si può considerare uno sciocco.
Because he has the facility for having a personal darshan of the Lord, and he's simply asking for a son.
Perché lui ha avuto l'opportunità di avere un darshan col Signore, ma chiede soltanto un figlio.
Just like if you approach a millionaire and you say, my dear sir, please, I have a very, 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 very important request for me. Please, will you help me? Please, please, I'm in so much distress. And the millionaire says, yes, I will help you. And you say, could you please give me one penny? Oh, thank you very much.
Come se si avvicina una persona multimilionaria e si chiede a una grande necessità, una situazione difficile, e la milionaria dice sì, va bene, cosa vuoi? E l'altro dice, puoi darmi un penny?
So Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that he could have asked the Lord for, you know, Svargaloka at least. You want some material desire, okay, then go to Svargaloka, go to the heavenly planets, or better yet, he could have asked him to go to Vaikuntha, better yet, he could have asked for pure devotion. But he's saying, you know, can I have a son? Have a penny, please.
Così Prabhupada dice, sarebbe stato meglio se lui volesse soddisfare i suoi desideri materiali di chiedere di andare a Svargaloka, che non ci resta. Ancora meglio andare a Vaikuntha o servizio devozionale, ma lui ha semplicemente chiesto un figlio, come dire, mi dai un tempo.
So man proposes and God disposes.
Così l'uomo propone e Dio dispone.
If we ask for something material, this is foolish.
Ma se domandiamo per qualcosa di materiale, questo è lo sciocco.
Therefore the Bible says, answer a fool according to his folly. I didn't think you'd get that one. Answer a fool according to his folly. Ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer.
Se fate delle domande sciocche, avete delle risposte sciocche.
Right. Ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. So Maharaj Naibi is asking foolishly for some material benediction. Of course, the Lord is very merciful. He's going to get Lord Rishabdev as a son.
Così Maharaj Naibi chiede questa benedizione stupida, però Krishna è misericordioso, avrà un figlio Rishabdev.
It's always beneficial in approaching the Lord for whatever reason. There's some benefit.
Così sempre un bene avvicinare il Signore per qualsiasi ragione.
Even if we ask the Lord for something material, the Lord will never bestow upon us that material facility if he feels that it's going to be detrimental to our service.
Anche se avviciniamo al Signore con qualche motivazione materiale, lui non ce la darà se vede che è un svantaggio per il servizio.
That's the difference between Krishna and Shiva.
Questa è la differenza tra Krishna e Shiva.
Shiva is called Ashutosh. He's easily pleased and he's easily displeased.
Shiva è chiamato Ashutosh, cioè colui che è facilmente
He'll give anything that his follower wants. He doesn't even consider if that will be detrimental or helpful to that person's spiritual life. Shiva's in that position. Ashutosh, he'll give whatever is asked.
Lui dà qualsiasi cosa gli venga domandato, non considera se quello che dà poi causerà uno svantaggio oppure no.
But Krishna, because he loves his devotees, he considers very carefully first if I shall give this, if it will actually be beneficial for my devotees' advancement or not.
Ma poiché Krishna veramente ama i suoi devoti, allora prima considera devo dargli questo oppure no.
Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Maharaj Pariksit asked Shukadeva Goswami this question: why is it that Lord Shiva is a mendicant with practically nothing, but his worshippers are very opulent, whereas Lord Vishnu is Bhagavan, he's the owner of all opulence, but his followers are generally very poor? And this seems contradictory.
Che Shiva è una persona povera, però la sua adorazione è molto ricca, e invece i devoti di Krishna, cioè Krishna è molto ricco, possessore di tutte le opulenze, però i suoi devoti sono poveri.
Ravana was a worshipper of Shiva, he had vast amount of wealth on Lanka.
Ravana era uno che adorava Shiva, aveva una vasta ricchezza là.
Whereas many times we see the devotees of Lord Krishna, they're very poverty stricken, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. How is that? Lord Shiva, actually, his wife is Parvati. She's the owner of the entire material creation. But Shiva won't even give her a house to live in. She has to live under a tree with her husband.
La moglie di Shiva, Parvati, è colei che possiede tutta l'intera creazione materiale, però Shiva non vuole neanche avere una casa, lei deve vivere con lui sotto un albero.
So Maharaj Pariksit is asking this question, why is this?
Maharaj Pariksit si chiede questa.
So Prabhupada answers the question in the Bhagavatam that actually Lord Krishna does not bestow material facility upon his disciple unless he feels that that material facility will assist that disciple in his service to Krishna.
E così Krishna dice che non darà una benedizione, una facilitazione, se questa cosa non lo faciliterà nel servizio.
In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna tells Uddhava, my dear devotee, my first mercy upon my devotee is I take everything away from that poor fool so that he has nothing else, he simply has to depend upon me alone.
Così Krishna dice a Uddhava nel 11th canto che la mia prima misericordia verso il devoto è che gli tolgo tutto.
So that is the test. Krishna takes everything away so we can only depend upon him.
Questa è la prova che tutto viene tolto così che il devoto possa dipendere completamente da lui.
But a more difficult test is when Krishna gives everything.
Ma una prova ancora più difficile è quando Krishna dà ogni cosa.
And we're not tempted to use it for ourselves, we use it for Krishna.
E non veniamo tentati di usarlo per noi stessi, ma lo usiamo per Krishna.
Just like Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me in these two ways.
Così come anche Prabhupada ha detto, Krishna mi ha provato in questi due modi.
Prabhupada said, according to one famous astrologer, I was meant to be one of the most richest men in India.
Prabhupada disse che in accordo a un famoso astrologo, io sarei dovuto essere uno dei più uomini più ricchi.
But then I met my Guru Maharaj and everything changed. As soon as I accepted him as my spiritual master, suddenly my business started to fail. And I went through so many difficult times. But in the end, I could understand that was all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and Krishna to make me more dependent upon them. So actually, Krishna took everything. You know, Prabhupada's business completely failed. His wife became disgusted, his children disowned him, and Prabhupada became a mendicant in the street, literally.
I suoi affari fallirono, la moglie lo disonorava, i figli anche. L'ultimo così lui rimase soltanto come un mendicante nella strada.
One time they asked Prabhupada, what was it like your first year in America?
una volta chiesero a Prabhupada come è stato il suo primo anno di vita.
You know, in the Lilamrita there's mention of some of Prabhupada's activities the first year, but not much, because Prabhupada said I cannot tell you the struggle I went through my first year in America. How difficult was the struggle to establish this Krishna conscious movement? He had nothing.
Così nell'Amrita ci ha spiegato qualcosa, però lui anche personalmente ha detto che non mi posso dire veramente la lotta che ho affrontato per stabilire la coscienza di Krishna.
Sometimes we lament, you know, when we can't get the right color sari, you know, or the dhoti that has the number of stripes on it that we want, you know, we can't get that enough of that sweet, or you know, we can't get you know, what we want in Krishna consciousness to satisfy our desires, then we start lamenting. We should think of Śrīla Prabhupāda, who had actually nothing to establish this movement. That is our standard.
A volte ci si lamenta magari di non avere stari col colore che desideriamo, oppure il dhoti che ci piace, oppure quel dolce, oppure la situazione. Ma Prabhupada che non aveva niente, non si lamentava.
So that was Prabhupada's first test, that Krishna took everything away, but Prabhupada didn't become discouraged. He simply continued on serving the instruction of his spiritual master.
Così Krishna portò via tutto e c'era Prabhupada, ma lui non si scoraggiò, andò avanti a cercare di soddisfare il desiderio del suo maestro.
But the real test came when Krishna gave everything back to Śrīla Prabhupada.
Ma la vera
and more.
Giunse quando Krishna dette ancora indietro tutto quanto.
Actually, Prabhupada became more wealthy than that astrologer could have ever imagined. One time they picked Prabhupada up in a black limousine in Chicago, first class, brand new limousine Cadillac.
Una volta a Chicago, Prabhupada fu portato su una Cadillac.
So the devotee said, Śrīla Prabhupada, is this appropriate that we have given you this? You know, they were a little proud. We have given you this nice limousine to pick you up, because you are Sakshat Hari. So Prabhupada raised his head. He said, the disciples should give the spiritual master a golden car to ride in. What is this black limousine? And the reporters are going, wow, he wants to ride in a gold limousine. Prabhupada said, that is because you are envious. You were thinking that I should not ride in a golden limousine, told the reporter, because you are envious.
Questa macchina nera non vale niente. Il reporter allora cominciava a scrivere una macchina d'oro. Il Prabhupada diceva, tu pensi così perché sei invidioso.
So so Krishna took everything, but then he gave everything back.
Così Krishna gli portò via tutto, ma poi gli diede tutto.
Prabhupada said, I gave up one family. He said, now I have so many sons and daughters.
Prabhupada disse, ho lasciato una famiglia, però adesso molti figli e figlie.
So, but never was Prabhupada once tempted with all that opulence to use it for himself, but he always used it for Krishna. Prabhupada told us one time, there was never a time when I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
Ma Srila Prabhupada non fu mai tentato di usare queste cose per lui. Una volta disse che io non mai dimenticato che il nome di Radha e Krishna.
So this is the pure devotee.
Questo è un puro devoto.
But he'll never ask for himself for any material facility.
E lui non chiederà mai per se stesso delle facilitazioni materiali.
All the devotee actually asks for is devotional service. And if Krishna sends a penny to serve, he will serve with the penny. And if Krishna serves $1,000,000, he will, with the same equilibrium of mind fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, he will serve the Lord with $1,000,000. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness means we make $1,000,000 in the day, and by the next morning it's spent.
Così il devoto semplicemente chiede a Krishna di servirlo. Se lui gli manda un penny, lo serve con quello, oppure se gli manda $1,000,000, lo serve con questi, con lo stesso equilibrio mentale. Prabhupada ha detto che si guadagna $1,000,000 e
It's not that a devotee is more happy when he has lots of money to serve Krishna. He's happy simply serving Krishna. Sometimes we think we need a lot of facility for serving Krishna or we can't do the service properly. But actually we don't need much facility. It is a question of desire. I've seen in Poland, in Warsaw Temple, there's one toilet and one shower for 80 devotees. Forty men and 40 women, one toilet, one shower, cold water, it's a hose. Not even a shower, it's a hose. You just turn it on, freezing cold water comes out.
Ci sono 40 uomini e 40 donne, c'è solo questo bagno, non è neanche una doccia.
But I can tell you frankly, everyone's there for Mangalartik. They would rather die than miss Mangalartik. Everyone's there. 80 devotees, shower, everything. Men and women, one toilet, everyone's there for Mangalartik.
C'è l'acqua fredda anche, però vi posso dire che loro sono tutti presenti per Mangalartik.
Sometimes we have so much facility and we can't make it to Mangalartik.
E a volte abbiamo invece tante facilitazioni, ma non possiamo arrivare a Mangalartik.
Unless we have our shower and our warm place and our room and our this and our that, you know, then we're disturbed. We can't do devotional service in a proper consciousness. But here's devotees who literally have nothing, but they're so eager to serve Krishna. And then all day out on Sankirtan.
A volte si ha bisogno di avere l'acqua calda, la stanza, il bagno per poter fare servizio devozionale, ma qui ci sono dei devoti che praticamente non hanno niente, però fanno tutto lo stesso.
So that just proves that devotional service itself is fully satisfying. And if the facilities are there, very nice. If there's no facilities, okay, no big deal. Continue serving Krishna.
Questa è la prova che il servizio devozionale è soddisfacente in se stesso. Se ci sono delle facilitazioni materiali, ancora meglio, ma se non ci sono, uguale.
Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti ahaitakitvai. My dear Lord, all I want is that I might have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth.
Mio Signore, quello che io voglio è il servizio devozionale immotivato, vita dopo vita.
Just like Kolashekar Sridhar, he was one of Lord Chaitanya's great devotees. He was very, 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 very poor. He would make, you know, these little cups that sometimes you see in India they eat out of, plantain cups. He was one of those persons, you ever wonder where they come from. He made those little cups, and he'd make just, you know, he'd make a few pennies every day. Whatever he earned from making those little cups, plate, leaf cups, he would give half for the worship of Mother Ganges. Whatever he made, half, what was it? Whatever it was, he would use half, 50%, for worshipping Mother Ganges in the evening.
Guadagnava molto poco, però divideva il 50% di quello che guadagnava per l'operazione di Madre Ganges.
So we may have facility, we may not have, that is up to Krishna. But we should always understand the essence is service.
Così potremmo avere delle facilitazioni o meno, bisogna capire che l'essenza è il servizio.
If you don't have any devotional service, you'll be miserable under any condition. Even if you have most facility, if you don't have devotional service, you'll be miserable.
Se non si possiede il servizio devozionale ci si sentirà miserabili anche se si hanno tante facilitazioni.
Just like all of us have experienced when we get a little sick, then our service slows down. And actually more painful than the disease is the fact that we're not engaged. That's how a Vaishnava feels. More painful than the fact that my body's, you know, feeling pain is the fact that, you know, I'm not fully engaged. This is a sign one's making advance. It's a good sign. I'm making advancement. I feel uncomfortable when I'm not fully engaged.
Proprio come quando ci si andava, più del dolore che si trova della malattia, meno dolore per il dolore. quello di non essere impegnato. Questo è un segno di onore.
And if we can be engaged, we can be happy anywhere.
E possiamo essere impegnati. Se possiamo essere impegnati, possiamo essere felici dovunque.
It's like one time I was going to India, and I was in Paris. I was on the way to the airport to catch the plane, and I noticed some children in a park playing with a ball. So they were like little French children. They were dressed like here in Italy, actually. Everyone has a different set of clothes. I've never seen anything like it. Everyone in this country is dressed very nice from the top to the bottom. And I've never seen anyone with the same shirt, the same dress. The same, somehow, there's millions of shops for clothes. This is a clothes loca. And everyone's very, very nice. That's the main goal in life, is to walk the streets at night, and, you know, at night, dressed very nicely. That seems to be the goal here in Italy. If you can dress nicely, everything's all right. You may live in a run-down apartment, you know, have a fried car, but if you're dressed nicely, this is the goal of life. And you can walk in the evening with your family members and look more clothes in the stores as you're walking. Clothes look.
Così lui ha visto questo bambino che era vestito in maniera differente da tutti gli altri. E come non aveva mai visto da nessun'altra parte del mondo, come anche qui in Italia, in Francia. E sembra quasi che sia il pianeta del vestito, no? E il fine della vita è quello di vestirsi bene, andare a farsi vedere che sia un bel vestito, camminare per la strada.
All right. Anyway, the point was these children were dressed very nicely in the park. And they were playing, kicking the ball back and forth, having lots of fun. Then I took the plane, and the plane landed in Calcutta. So on the way to the temple, you know, Calcutta, probably called the garbage dump of the world, I saw some children playing in the street.
E a Calcutta è chiamata la spazzatura del mondo. Vedi dei bambini giocare in strada.
So they were kicking an old piece of fruit around.
Loro stavano prendendo a calci un pezzo di vecchio frutto.
And they were all very poor children, just dressed in rags, dirty, etc. And they were just kicking this piece of fruit around in the gutter.
Loro erano dei bambini poveri, sporchi, vestiti male.
But I noticed those children were just as happy as the children I'd seen in France in the park with all nice clothes kicking the ball around. They're just as happy. It's not because the children in Paris had better material facilities that they were happier than the children in Calcutta. No. Because they're children, they were happy under any circumstance. Children don't notice these things. So then I remembered one verse by Jesus Christ. He said that one must be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. So what does that mean? Generally, children, young children, you don't see their material desires. You see your material desires when you hit 16 or 17. When the body becomes mature, then the desires come out again. But children generally don't have, you know, very blatant material desires. So that's how we have to be, without material desire, to enter the kingdom of heaven. So what sense does it make for one who is on the path of pure devotional service to ask the Lord for something material? He's already providing everything material. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekobahanam yobadidati kamam. Out of all the eternal beings, there is one, Eka, who's fulfilling the desires of all others.
tra tutti gli esseri viventi ce n'è uno che soddisfa tutta la necessità di tutti gli esseri viventi.
Krishna's already providing.
Krishna già provvede tutte le cose.
As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, he sees no lack of anything in this world. The only thing that's missing, he said, is Krishna consciousness.
Come diceva Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, non vedo niente che manchi in questo mondo. L'unica cosa che manca è la coscienza di Krishna.
So at least as Vaishnavas, who are on the path of, we are Rupanugas, we are on the path of pure devotional service as enunciated by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, at least we should not be foolish to approach the Lord for bread, as if he's the big baker in the sky. All right, here's another loaf. Whoosh, here you go. My Lord, there's 10,000 more prayers for bread. Okay. The big baker in the sky. We know that God is more than the big baker in the sky. He's the supreme enjoyer. We are meant to serve him.
Quindi noi che siamo Rupa Nuga, seguaci di Rupa Gosvami, non dovremmo chiedere per queste cose, pensare che Dio è un panettiere del cielo e chiedere il pane, e chiedere, ci sono ancora 10.000 richieste per il pane, va bene?
You know the story of the lady with the bricks. She was in India, she was walking in the road with the bricks, and she tripped on the street, and all the bricks fell on the ground.
Una storia di una donna in India che portava il mattone sulla testa e scivolò, cadde e i mattoni gli passarono per terra.
This is a simple village lady. Oh Krishna, Krishna, help, oh Krishna. The Supreme Lord is standing before her. She could have asked for beautiful palaces, she could have asked for Svargalok, she could have asked for Mukti, she could have asked for Bhakti. But what did she ask? My dear Lord, could you please put those bricks back up on my head? So this is a humorous story, but is our position really that much different? Whenever we contemplate some material desire, we're actually wishing that we could accomplish it, and you know, hoping that you know, in the process of devotional service, we'll get this material desire satisfied. So our position is just as humorous as the lady who said, "Please put the bricks back up on my head." No. Our position is the same as that lady, because we're also asking the Lord for material things. Our only prayer should be, how can I serve you? And the Lord will take care of the rest. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that we should accept gain which comes of its own accord.
Questo è il motivo per cui Krishna dice nella Bhagavad Gita che dobbiamo accettare dei beni che vengono da loro.
Prabhupada said Krishna is not Dharidya Narayan, he's not a poor man.
Prabhupada disse che Krishna non è Dharidya Narayan, un uomo povero.
Just like in this material world, if one is a good servant and one has a proper master, the servant, he practically enjoys on the same level as the master.
Come anche in questo mondo, se uno è un bravo servitore e ha un bravo maestro,
for all the talk we hear about South Africa, you know, the situation in South Africa, I've actually seen that the white people who have Africans as their servants, the Africans, they live in the same house. They have a room which is just like any other room. They eat at the same table with the master. They drive in the same car. They have the same facilities. All this political propaganda. Of course, they're exploited, but my point is that they live on the same level as their masters.
Come anche si sente molto parlare del Sudafrica, ci sono questi uomini bianchi che hanno dei servitori negri e loro vivono nelle loro stesse case, mangiano le loro stesse cose, vanno sulla loro stessa macchina. E naturalmente c'è della propaganda politica, perché sono anche sfruttati, però al primo punto è che loro sono favoriti da tutte le cose che hanno loro presso.
That's the real story what's happening in South Africa. When Prabhupada visited South Africa, maybe we turn the tape off anyway. When Prabhupada first visited South Africa, some Indian man came and complained, "The white man is abusing us." The Prabhupada said, "Do you have a house to live in?" Yes, yes, and the government is giving your children schools to go to? Yes,
yes.
And you have enough food to eat? Yes, yes. So Prabhupada said, do not complain, just chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. So if you're a good master and you're a good servant, everything will be provided. A servant is allowed the same opulence as the king, because he lives in the palace of the king. The problem is when the servant starts thinking, "I want to be king." That's the problem. The problem is that as conditioned souls, we have forgotten the wonderful nature of service.
Il problema è che come anime condizionate abbiamo dimenticato la meravigliosa natura del servizio.
How nice it is simply to be the servant of the master.
Quanto è bello essere semplicemente il servitore del maestro.
That's our natural position.
Questa è la nostra posizione naturale.
Just like one time Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Bombay.
Una volta Prabhupada camminava sulla spiaggia a Bombay.
And there were all kinds of stray dogs running around. Stray means they have no owner. Stray dogs, no master. Dogs just running on the beach. They were all, these dogs were all dirty and you know, skinny and And then there were other people on the beach. They had their domestic dogs, their own dogs, and they were walking their dogs down the street on a leash. And these dogs are all fat and fluffy, and they had big smiles, and their eyes were bright, and they were frisky. So Prabhupada asked his disciples, "What is the difference between those dogs and these dogs with the big smiles on their faces?" And you know, the disciples offered all kinds of answers, you know. I don't know. Prabhupada said, "No, it is very simple. These dogs have a master, and these dogs have no master. Because they have a master, they are happy and safe and secure, and these ones are always in anxiety. So this is the difference. Those who have spiritual master, they are safe. And those who have no spiritual master, precarious."
Dicevo, cominciò a rispondergli in tanti modi, ma a un certo punto Prabhupada disse: "No, la differenza è che quei cani non hanno un maestro, questi altri ce l'hanno e sono protetti e tutto gli viene dato, mentre sono felici, mentre gli altri invece sono sempre in ansia."
So there's taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, we're protected. When we take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, we receive full protection.
Così quando ci rifugieremo nei devoti del Signore, ci sentiremo completamente protetti.
So we should be good servants. We shouldn't disturb the master with so many insignificant things.
E così dobbiamo essere dei buoni servitori e non disturbare il maestro per le cose insignificanti.
The Lord is not so pleased with those neophyte devotees who are constantly asking for something material.
Il Signore non è così soddisfatto di devoti che continuamente gli chiedono delle cose materiali.
Just like Jesus says in the Bible, "Not all who call upon me, Lord, Lord, will be delivered to the kingdom of heaven."
Non tutti mi chiamano Signore, Signore, the kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom, the spiritual world. Just like you know so many Christians, you know, Lord, Lord, Lord. So don't think that Jesus is so impressed. He said like that. Not all who call upon me, Lord, Lord, will be delivered to the kingdom of God. There's a quality to the prayer that we offer Krishna. So therefore, what is the best prayer? My dear Lord, and my dear Radharani, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To render service to someone without desiring anything in return, that is the definition of love. And Krishna is naturally more inclined to those who want to love him. Love means, what can I do for Krishna? Just like there was one president in America, maybe you heard of him, his name was Kennedy. Who didn't hear of him? Kennedy, President Kennedy. Yeah, so he actually said something very significant one time. He said, ask not, like that, he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country, my fellow countrymen of America. And then they killed him. Don't speak like that. So that should be our mood in Krishna consciousness. Don't ask what, you know, Krishna can do for you. Ask what you can do for Krishna. Of course, in the beginning, we come with material ambition, material desires, etc. So that's to be understood. The spiritual master and Krishna are tolerant. But just like the father, he maintains the son when he's young, but after a while, the son is meant to help the father in the business also. And as the Bible says, sounds like a Bible class today. As the Bible says, it's better to give than to receive. So this is a turning point in our devotional service. We become mature devotees and we have a desire to reciprocate with the mercy of the spiritual master, to reciprocate with the mercy of Krishna. That's the turning point in our spiritual life where we actually start making significant progress. Prabhupada said there's four kinds of disciples. The fourth class disciple is the one who gets the instruction from the spiritual master and refuses to obey it. No. We won't even discuss that type of disciple. It's called Guru Vagya. Anyway. So the third class of disciple is one who gets the order, but there's some hesitation. Okay, all right. That's third class.
Quello di terza classe è quello che riceve le istruzioni, però l'esecuzione ha delle esitazioni un po' titubanti.
Second class disciple is one who gets the instruction of the spiritual master. Yes, Guru Maharaj, I will do it.
quello di seconda classe, quello che riceve l'istruzione, e dice sì, lo farò.
So then what's first class? If that's second class means, yes, Guru Maharaj, I will, under any circumstance, I will obey your order. Then what is first class?
Se quello di seconda classe è quello che appena riceve l'istruzione subito obbedisce, dice sì, lo farò. Qual è allora quello di prima classe?
Prabhupada said, first class disciple is one who anticipates the instruction of his spiritual master, and even without being asked, he carries it out.
Prabhupada dice che il discepolo di prima classe è colui che anticipa la richiesta del maestro spirituale senza che lui glielo chieda.
He knows the philosophy, he knows the desire of his spiritual master, and without even being asked, knowing what will please his spiritual master, he goes ahead and does it.
E lui conosce la filosofia, quello che soddisfa il maestro spirituale, e senza neanche gli venga chiesto, lui lo fa.
This is first class.
Questo significa
just like I used to have a translator in France. He was with me for 10 years on traveling Sangirtan. And when I would be giving the what I would be saying, he practically knew exactly what I was going to say. Just because we were so close after so many years, he had like one mind. I would say, and he would just immediately translate it without having to pause.
Come anche in Francia avevo un traduttore, sono stati insieme per 10 anni. Qualsiasi cosa che io stavo quasi per dire, lui da subito la recepiva senza neanche che io la ricevessi completamente. Eravamo una mente unica.
And actually, I experienced on several occasions, I said something, and then he would translate it, then I would pause before I said the next thing, and he would just say it for me without me even saying it. He knew exactly. I went. He knew the next sentence that I wanted to say. I didn't even say it. He said it.
Ebbi esperienza differenti volte, mentre dopo che lui ha tradotto una sentenza, e io mi fermavo per dire la seguente, lui me la ricordava senza neanche che io l'avessi già detto.
Gopaswami Das is his name. So one time he gave a class. I was sick that day. He gave a class. So he gave the exact same class that I would give. All my analogies, you know, all my stories. You know, everyone's got their little set of analogies and stories and way. You know, if you listen to someone's lecture tapes, you'll find that our philosophy is very basic, actually. So we all have our repertoire of analogies and examples and stories. So. He gave my class. So I said, what's the use of me preaching anymore? He did better than me.
Una volta lui, questo devoto, ha detto una lezione. E praticamente la lezione l'ha detta con tutti gli esempi e la filosofia che io di solito faccio. E io stavo ascoltando questo devoto e mi chiesi qual è l'utilità di la mia predica se poi quest'altra persona predica tanto quanto me.
Just like Prahlad, if we have Sri Prahlad Das give class, he's initiated by Vinayana Maharaj. But if you hear him speak, his class will be a combination of Vinayana Maharaj, Indradyumna Swami, and some Prahlad.
Come abbiamo Sri Prahlad, io dicevo in caso di Vinayana Swami, se si sente una sua lezione, dovrà capire che sono un insieme di affermazioni di Vinayana Swami.
So we should be like that. We should know what our spiritual master desires of us. His desire should be as close as our very heart. As close as our heart. And we should, without necessarily always having to be asked, we should anticipate what does Guru Maharaj want, and we should execute that instruction. And that is very pleasing to the spiritual
master.
When the spiritual master sees that the disciple is very eager to carry out service in this way, then he gives more and more confidential knowledge and service to the disciple.
Quando il maestro spirituale vede che il discepolo è molto ispirato di servire in questo modo, allora gli dà una conoscenza, un servizio ancora più.
Everyone wants to become dear to the guru, isn't it?
Tutti vogliono diventare cari al guru, non è così?
There's so many devotees here, and there are so many spiritual masters. So everyone desires to become close to the spiritual master.
Ci sono qui molti devoti che hanno differenti maestri spirituali. Il desiderio di ognuno è quello di diventare sempre più intimi con il maestro spirituale.
So how do we get that confidential knowledge and service when we surrender?
E come facciamo ad avere questa conoscenza intima, confidenziale, quando ci arrendiamo?
When we're chased to the spiritual master's instructions and orders.
Quando siamo fedeli alle istruzioni del maestro e agli ordini.
Just like that is, Chanakapana describes that as the beauty of a woman. From material standards, if a woman is not very beautiful, still she's appreciated by first-class personalities if she's chaste.
Anche se materialmente parlando una donna non è molto bella, però se è casta allora è molto bella.
The beauty of a cuckoo is in her sweet notes, bird.
La bellezza di questo uccello cuckoo è la sua nota.
The beauty of a saintly person is in his ability to forgive others.
La bellezza di una persona santa è nell'abilità di perdonare gli altri.
The beauty of an ugly man is his scholarship.
La bellezza di un uomo brutto è nella sua saggezza.
And the beauty of a woman is her chastity.
E la bellezza di una donna è nella sua castità.
So the same principle is there. The beauty of a disciple is in his or her ability to follow the instructions of the spiritual master to perfection.
E così la bellezza di un discepolo sta nel sapere seguire le istruzioni del maestro spirituale alla perfezione.
And if one can follow, be chaste in happiness and distress, good times and bads, then of course the spiritual master sees this is a serious disciple, therefore I bless you with transcendental knowledge.
E quando il maestro vede che questo discepolo serve in qualsiasi situazione, buona, cattiva, allora è tratto da lui e lo benedice con la conoscenza del
Signore. That one receives Krishna's blessings through the spiritual master.
Uno riceve le benedizioni di Krishna attraverso il maestro spirituale.
So this is how we become confidential.
Questo è il modo in cui si diventa.
Just like one time, Prabhupada was, I think he was just finishing school, or he had to maintain his new family, so he was looking for a job, a way to get financial income.
Come quando Prabhupada era appena finito le sue scuole e stava cercando qualche lavoro per mantenere la sua economia.
So his father had one friend who worked in a chemical laboratory. He was the owner of a huge chemical company.
E il padre aveva un amico che lavorava in un'industria chimica, una grande industria.
So this chemical, this, the head of this company, they were friends with the family of Prabhupada.
I padroni di questa, gli amministratori di questa industria erano amici del padre di Prabhupada.
So then that man, he made Prabhupada his direct assistant in the company.
Così quell'uomo chiamò Srila Prabhupada ad essere il suo assistente diretto nella compagnia.
A very confidential position, a big job.
Una posizione molto di fiducia.
So the other people, they complained. Some people have been working there 20 years, and they said, why does he get the job of practically vice president? And I've been working in his company for 20 years. Why does he? He's just a brand new man.
Così, tutti gli altri si lamentarono, perché gli avete dato questa posizione così elevata, questo uomo così nuovo, io sono qui da 20 anni.
So the man, the head of the company, said, well, he's a friend of the family. I have confidence in him. Therefore, because I have confidence in him, I'm giving him this position.
E il padrone della compagnia gli disse, lui è un amico di famiglia, ho fiducia di lui. E per questa fiducia gli do questa posizione.
So we want to become dear to the spiritual master in Krishna. Then we simply remain faithful to their instructions, help them in the mission of Krishna consciousness, and then there's no end to the mercy that we can receive in devotional service.
E così se vogliamo essere più alto please Krishna, se vogliamo soddisfare Krishna il maestro spirituale, dobbiamo seguire le loro istruzioni e non c'è fine a tutti i ricordi che possiamo ricevere.
Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, because you are my friend as well as my devotee, you can understand this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness.
per questo motivo Krishna dice ad Arjuna nella Bhagavad Gita, perché tu sei il mio amico e discepolo, puoi seguire la Bhagavad Gita.
Natura Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Panchatattva ki, Gaur Premanandi. So we won't take any questions because it's a little late today. Yeah, we have to catch the airplane. We're going to the farm? We're going to go see the new farm and then we'll catch the airplane. Okay. Anyone have a question? Yes? Well, I think it's the aspiration of every parent that their children will be devotees. Every mother is thinking, yes, a little ray of Vishnu. Every mother is thinking she has a little ray of Vishnu. So we should always hope for the best in Krishna consciousness. Of course, the result is up to Krishna. Just like when we go in Sankirtan, we're trying our hardest. Sometimes we don't do very many books. But it doesn't necessarily mean that because someone's done more books that he's pleased Krishna more than someone who hasn't done as many books. And why is that? Because it's the devotion that actually counts. We were discussing the other day at Centro Nityananda that the essential ingredient in all devotional service is the desire to please. That's why Krishna says, offer me with love a fruit, a flower, a leaf, these things I will accept. So, of course, if one is serving with that desire, generally we'll see there will be very nice results. But the essential thing is to try your best to serve Krishna. And if we get a son like a great devotee, very nice. If we get a son like King Vena, what can you do? We have to see. Just like my son, you know, I have one boy, he's 17 years old. Gaur Shakti Das. So, you know, now he's in high school, he's, you know, he's got long hair, you know, he's into all the music, and, you know, he's top surfer in LA, and, you know. So, exactly what I was planning. He's got a skateboard, and anyway, I won't go into too much detail. Typical LA Californian boy. So then I asked him last year, you know, just one moment of confidence, we were talking, I said, so you're a good skateboarder, good surfer, you got lots of friends, you know, you're handsome, you're popular. I said, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with, what is your goal in life?
Così, in un momento di confidenza, mi chiesi, sì, tu sei molto esperto degli amici, per fare tutte queste cose, ma qual è il tuo, lo scopo della vita?
So he said, I'd like to serve Srila Prabhupada.
E lui disse, mi piace servire, mi piacerebbe servire Srila Prabhupada.
I just have a few things to get out of the way first.
E ho delle cose da fare prima di...
He said, you didn't come to devotional service of pure devotee Pete. He says, that's a slang for pizza, Pete. Pete, you didn't come to a pure devotee, right? So, I mean, you did those things, so why can't I do those things, right? He said, I saw your surfboard when we visited Grandma's house. I saw your surfboard when we visited Grandma's house. So we have to hope for the best. You know, we try to raise our children in Krishna consciousness, and we do everything within our power to ensure that they'll become like Sri Prahlad Das.
Quindi noi ci sforziamo di fare il nostro meglio per avere dei buoni figli di coscienza di Krishna, poi speriamo che si diventino dei bei devoti come Sri Prahlada.
Ultimately up to Krishna.
In ultimo dipende da Krishna.
And we also, each individual has his own desire as well.
E ogni individuo ha i suoi desideri.
But when doing anything for Krishna, we should desire to do it the best we can.
Ma nel fare qualsiasi cosa per Krishna bisogna farlo nella migliore maniera possibile.
So certainly if parents are considering having children, they should consider, yes, let us hope that this child will be a pure devotee.
Così nel cercare di concepire un figlio nella coscienza di Krishna, dovrebbero sperare di farlo nel migliore dei modi.
Any other questions?